بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. عن أنس رضي الله تعالى عنه قال: غاب عمي أنس بن النضر رضي الله تعالى عن قتال بدر، فقال: يا رسول الله، غبت عن أول قتال قاتلت المشركين، لئن الله أشهدني قتال المشركين ليرين الله ما أصنع. سلنتي حديث narrated by Anas radiallahu ta'ala, in which he says that my uncle Anas bin Nadhr, so Anas bin Malik radiallahu ta'ala is talking about his uncle Anas bin Nadhr radiallahu ta'ala, who was not present at the battle of Badr. We know the whole incident of Badr. Sahaba were going to intercept the caravan of Abu Sufyan, and they had no intention to wage a war, and the mushrikeen of Makkah, they brought reinforcements, and despite the fact that Abu Sufyan had returned to Makkah safely, but then they attacked the Muslims and the battle of Badr ensued. So he says, his uncle was not present in that battle, but he said, Ya Rasulallah, O Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I was not present at Badr when you fought the mushrikeen of Makkah. You know, the mushrikeen of Makkah had persecuted Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the Sahaba and driven them out of Makkah, and still whilst the Muslims were in Medina, there were always interference from the side of the mushrikeen of Makkah. So he says, if Allah ta'ala gives me the chance and opportunity to oppose these mushrikeen of Makkah, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will see what I can do. فَلَمَّا كَانَ يَوْمُ أُحُدْ إِنْكَشَفَ الْمُسْلِمُونَ. When the Uhud took place, then Rasulullah had appointed 50 archers at a certain spot on the mountain pass, and he had told them not to move from there without his instructions. But we know what happened. Then when some of them had seen and they had thought that the battle was over, so they came down and they did not want to miss out on the spoils of war. And the moment they did that, Mushrikeen of Makkah attacked them. So he says, O Allah, so when this happened, and the mushrikeen began to disperse, and they began to flee the battlefield, فَقَالَ أَللَّهُمَّ أَعْتَذِرُ إِلَيْكَ مِمَّا صَنَعَ هَؤُلَاء يَعْنِي أَصْحَابَهُ وَأَبْرَأُ إِلَيْكَ مِمَّا صَنَعَ هَؤُلَاء يَعْنِي الْمُشْرِكِينَ. So Anas bin Nadhr رضي الله تعالى, he said, O Allah, I seek your pardon, and I am making an excuse, and I deem myself free from what the Sahaba have done, those who have left the mountain pass without the instruction of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And also, I deem myself free from what these mushrikeen of Makkah have done. ثُمَّ تَقَدَّمَ, then he goes forward. فَاسْتَقْبَلَهُ سَعَدُ بْنُ مُعَاذُ. In this place of Uhud, Sa'ad bin Mu'adh radiallahu ta'ala, another Sahabi, meets him. فَقَالَ يَا سَعَد بْنَ مُعَاذُ. He says, O Sa'ad bin Mu'adh, الْجَنَّةُ رَبِّ الْكَعْبَةِ إِنِّي أَجِدُ رِيحَهَا مِن دُونِ Uhud. He says, it is Jannat, the fragrance of Jannat that I can sense by Allah's Qasam. I can smell it just before the Mount of Uhud. قال سعد فما استطعت يا رسول الله ما صنع. So Anas bin Nadhr رضي الله تعالى was killed in this battle, and he could sense Maud coming even before Maud came to him. He could feel the fragrance of Jannah coming. And then Anas bin Nadhr رضي الله تعالى was made shaheed. So Sa'ad radiallahu ta'ala, who met him in the battlefield, then explains to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He says, Ya Rasul, I could not do what he did. قال أنس فوجدنا به بضع وثمانين ضربة بالسيف أو طعنة برمح أو رمية بسهم ووجدناه قد قتل ومثل به المشركون فما عرفه أحد إلا أخذه ببنانه. So Anas bin Malik, the nephew, then narrates the hadith, and he says that when we found the body of Anas bin Nadhr radiallahu ta'ala, he had 80 strikes on his body by spear wounds and sword wounds, and he was stabbed by the arrow, shot by the arrow, and he was killed, and his body was mutilated to such an extent that only his sister could make him out by means of his fingertips. قال أنس كنا نرى أو نظن أن هذه الآية نزلت فيه وفي أشباهه من المؤمنين رجال صدقوا ما عاهدوا الله عليه إلى آخرها متفق عليه. So Anas bin Malik رضي الله عنه says, we believe that the verse that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about from the believers, they are those who were loyal to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. when they made an allegiance and pledged to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that they will worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and they will obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then come what may, but they will never give up the deen and they will defend Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Among these people were Anas bin Nadr radiallahu ta'ala an. وعن أبي مسعود عقبة بن عمرو الأنصاري البدري رضي الله عنه قال لما نزلت آية الصدقة كنا نحامل على ظهورنا فجاء رجل فتصدق بشيء كثير. This hadith of Abu Mas'ud Uqba bin Amr al-Ansari رضي الله عنه, he says when the verse on sadaqah came down, when the verse regarding giving charity had come down, so we used to carry goods on our back, like how a porter carries goods and luggage, in lieu of some fee that he would charge. This was a means of them earning, so that they could also give some sadaqah. They had no money, so they would do this type of job, carry the goods of others, and charge them a small fee. So, كُنَّا نُحَامِلُ عَلَى ظُهُورِنَا. And in this way, they would give sadaqah. فَجَأَ رَجُلٌ فَتَصَدَّقَ بِشَئٍ كَثِيرٍ. One person comes, and most of them say it was Abdul Rahman bin Auf radiallahu anhu, the great Sahabi of Rasulullah was very wealthy, and he gave a lot of wealth in sadaqah. فَقَالُوا, the munafiqeen, the hypocrites began to taunt, مُرَائِن, they said, he's just showing off. He's not doing it with ikhlas. He just boasts, he's just showing off. وَجَاءَ رَجُلٌ آخَرَ فَتَصَدَّقَ بِسَعِن. Another man comes, another Sahabi, and all that he possessed was just like a kg of some dates or wheat, small piece, a small bag of some wheat or some dates. فَقَالُوا, now the munafiqeen began to say, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَغَنِيٌ عَنْ صَعِي هَذَا. Allah is independent, Allah doesn't need this small packet of dates that this man is bringing. So they began to taunt this person also. فَنَزَلَتْ, the verse then came down, أَلَّذِينَ يَلْمِزُونَ الْمُطَّوِّعِينَ مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ فِي الصَّدَقَاتِ وَالَّذِينَ لَا يَجِدُونَ إِلَّا جُهْدَهُمْ فَيَسْخَرُونَ مِنْهُمْ سَخِرَ اللَّهُ مِنْهُمْ وَلَهُمْ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ. Regarding the munafiqeen, the hypocrites, that they taunt those who voluntarily, happily come forward and give some sadaqah, be little or more, whatever they possess, whatever they could, was within their means. And they are coming and presenting this to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The munafiqeen were taunting these believers. And also they taunted those believers who could not find anything else besides the little effort they made. So they were mocking Abu Rahman bin Auf radiallahu ta'ala, who brought a lot, and they were mocking the other Sahabi. His name was Abu Aqil radiallahu ta'ala, who was poor, and the only thing he could bring was like this small kg or sa' of dates, and he presented this. So the munafiqeen began to mock such people. Allah says, Sakhir Allahu minhum. Allah will throw back the mockery. In other words, Allah will throw back the mockery of the munafiqeen back onto their faces. Allah will destroy them. سَخِرَ اللَّهُ مِنْهُمْ وَلَهُمْ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ. And for them is a very painful punishment in Jahannam. So in this hadith we understand that whatever little a person can do for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it doesn't have to be in abundance. A little effort also, Allah ta'ala appreciates the little effort that a person makes. May Allah give us tawfiq and hidayat to make amal. وَآخِرُ دَعْوَانَا أَنِ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ.